Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Compass Group International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. I just want to wish everyone a happy belated Thanksgiving. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful holiday with your families, stuffing yourself with some turkey and pumpkin pie and all the good stuff. And it is Sunday here, Sunday night, late night. So it's Sunday morning over there. So I'm assuming that those of you are gearing up for that horrible, horrible trip home. So you're kind of dreading going to the airport. I hate to see what the traffic's going to be like driving from Las Vegas to California. I've done that in the past. And I remember one dreadful day. It took me like 8 hours to get back to Newport Beach from California or from Las Vegas. So glad not doing that anymore. So today's episode, I want to talk about a few things. The first thing I want to talk about is I'm going to go back into posting once a week because I had like 15 to 20 episodes that are piling up and I just did one batch upload. And I am going to go back to just going back to the same schedule, posting once a week. I've not been very active on social media, kind of taking a digital break here. I like to do that during fourth quarter. I'm still going to obviously be active in my podcast, but not posting so much when it comes to videos or pictures and so forth. I just prefer the format of podcast. It's very convenient and it allows me to do a longer format to give you all the pertinent information. So stay tuned. I will be going back to posting once a week. Then in addition to that is, there are a lot of things that are changing today and also changing with me. The first thing is that my parents have moved here pretty much full time. And I'm gonna talk about in depth, and that's really what this episode is about the transition that my parents made and the hurdles that I had to go through to convince my parents and how I did that and how they eventually basically saw the light. So I'm going to talk about that today. And I'm also going to talk about, for those of you that are still just kind of sitting idle, figuring out what to do, I want to give you, and again, another little nudge, because even though the inflation has ticked down a little bit. Folks, this is a double hump inflation. So it's coming down, but it is going to go back up next year. Without a doubt, it's going back up. You look at every major analyst from Michael Burry to Ray Dalio to Kathy Wood to JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon, even Elon Musk. The economy is not good, folks. The layoffs are here. Tech companies have been laying off people this year than they've ever done before. From Twitter to Facebook to Amazon, they're laying people off left and right. And then next year, if you think that 2022 sucked and you're going to be able to put it behind you and 2023 is going to get better, tighten up, folks, because you're going to be in for an awakening because next year is going to be worse. We're looking at a 20% decline in real estate in the United States. You're looking at a further downside when it comes down to equities and crypto, which is great for people like me that are smart enough to just sit in the sidelines with cash and we're just waiting to accumulate. So I'm looking forward to that. I want the equities market and crypto market to crash even more because I want to buy all these things at a bargain. But for those of you that rely on a pension and your monies are sitting in there, it's not good when your portfolio is down 30%. Or if you're in crypto, you're down 75 to 80, even 95% if you're investing in a lot of meme coins. And then in addition to that is supply chain is not fixed. So the issues of getting food on your table or from the stores is still worse. It's going to get worse. Someone just told me that they bought a dozen eggs for like freaking $7 a dozen. And they're not even brown eggs. That's insane. Here, they don't go by a dozen, but they're 10 packs. A brown eggs is $1. So there is more pain to come, folks. It is not going to get easier for you. And for my friends out there, and there are quite a few of them that are asleep at the wheel, and they're seven-figure net worth, you know, they're millionaires, multimillionaires, and they still feel rich. But they're going to be in for a rude awakening. Number one, their real estate is going sideways. It's already decreased in value. The first real estate to decrease is going to be basically your mega mansions, your luxury real estate. Those are the first to start crashing. Then it just kind of trickles down from there. Luxury real estate is staying in the market longer. No one's buying it. You look at the iBuying programs. Zillow turned it off earlier this year. Now you're looking at huge companies like Opendoor that are really, really hurting. They bought a shitload of real estate that's not selling, and they're constantly reducing, and they're eventually going to have to sell that at a loss. So folks, there's nothing that's going to get better. Violence is going to get worse. I just recently read that in a week, there were 3 mass shootings in the United States. I mean, that's insane. That's just crazy to me. And I still keep up with Las Vegas local news. And just a couple of nights ago, like one night, like there were like 3 or 4 homicides. One guy was like helping someone change a tire and got shot. So violent crime is increasing. And especially when people don't have money and they're out of work, they're going to resort to doing other things, unsavvy things. So more crime is on the horizon. More violent crime is on the horizon. You are not safe from anything. Doesn't matter what luxury area that you live in that would never have any, like look at Irvine, California, considered one of the safest cities in the United States. Lots of crime. Crime is increasing. Crime is increasing in Newport Beach. Crime is increasing in Huntington Beach. So you can't run away from it if you're stuck there. So let's talk about my parents. So some of you just spent a nice weekend with your family over Thanksgiving, and then you're going to see them again for Christmas and New Year's. And some of you are looking to relocate to a place like Thailand, like here, like in Thailand, but you also feel that there are other family members, whether it's your other siblings or aunts and uncles or even your parents or your in-laws, that you feel that they'd be better suited and have a better life also here in Thailand. So how do you convince people like that? I'm going to give you a few tidbits and some ideas, and I'm also going to talk about my parents. So a couple ideas is, actually, let me talk about my parents, then we'll go to ideas. So I moved to Thailand, it's been over 10 years. I think I'm going on 11 now. I think 11. So when I first moved here, my parents have been here before, but they've always been here like on vacations. So when I moved here, they would visit me like every once a year or once every 2 years. And they loved it. But when I would tell them, you should move here. Just sell your property or even just keep one, but move here. Your life is going to be better. They always said no. And here are the reasons why. So my mom, she said no because her being born in Taiwan and living in the States half of her life, she feels that Las Vegas, since she's lived in Las Vegas for almost 20 years, both her and my dad, she likes the fact that she has the freedom to drive, just like her friends. Her friends are all Taiwanese. They're all in their upper 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they're the same. They're all transplants from Taiwan, and when I talk to them too, they say the same exact thing. Why would you rather live in Taiwan? Why would you rather live in Thailand? I said, because everything there is better. They're like, well, here we get to drive. Traffic is not bad. And the weather is fairly nice. What else they say? It's still, Las Vegas is fairly inexpensive. Housing is cheap. They all love to gamble. So pre-pandemic, when you're a gambler, you get comped free meals, lunch, dinner, breakfast, bottles of wine. And if you weren't comped, casinos were doing blowouts like $2.99 breakfast buffets, $5.99 breakfast buffets, and you get, you know, you just had a plethora of cheap eats. So Las Vegas was a haven for senior citizens. But that's changed. They also love the fact that they can go to a casino. It's in the past. And spend all day at a penny slots or nickel poker. And then after that, they would get a bite, free bite to eat. Or so that was their entertainment. But that has changed since the pandemic. And another thing that has changed is prior to the pandemic, all of my mom's friends, they would all get to, it was like 15 to 20 old ladies. They would all get together once a week at a specific Chinese restaurant to kind of hop around different ones. And they'll spend 2 to 3 hours there for lunch. They love to get together. But that's changed. So, all the things that my mom and her friends loved about Las Vegas, loved about living in the United States, has now changed. 90% of my mom's friends are either have already moved to Taiwan since the pandemic over the last couple of years, or are planning to move to Taiwan or even here to Thailand. Because, number one, and these individuals, they're rich folks. They are old school Asian. They saved all their money. They worked in the casinos, making over $100,000 a year. They saved and saved, so they have no debt on their house. They have no housing debt, and they have no housing debt on their rental properties. Some of these men and women, my mom's friends, they own 2 to 3 to 5, 15, 20 rental properties that are all free and clear. So they're not poor. They have no car debt, no credit card debt. So they can live in a place like Las Vegas and still have a wonderful time. But the problem is that has changed. And it's changed for the worse. So, because of the pandemic, because of social distancing issues, they no longer got together. So, it's 2.5 years of staying home, not seeing each other. Then, in addition to that, is after the pandemic was kind of over and everyone in the United States is pretty much living like COVID never existed, they're still kind of fearful of getting out. They're used to staying home, but they hate it. But the problem also arises is the restaurants they went to, some of them are closed, but all of them have increased by 50 to 100% in cost. So it costs more to go out now. Gas has gone up by 30 to 50% since then. So that's another issue. And again, they're rich, but they're frugal, and they're frugal for a reason. So here are these old ladies. They're no longer seeing their friends, no longer going out. All the great places that they love to eat and go shopping, even for grocery shopping, they don't go anymore because it's too expensive. They're going to the Mexican grocery stores like La Bonita because it's cheaper to buy fruits and vegetables there. They can no longer go to the casinos because casinos aren't offering these perks anymore. The days of the $3.99, $9.99 buffets are over. Now the regular $9.99 dinner buffet at, let's just say, at one of the local casinos, now is like 20 to 30 bucks. That's the same equivalent of going to Cosmopolitan or going to one of the high-end hotels on the Strip pre-pandemic. They're no longer giving free coupons for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're no longer comping any of these people. So they're not going to the casinos as often. So now they're just homebound. So because they're homebound, they're like, this sucks. I'm moving. And half of them have already moved back to Taiwan, and the other half are looking to move very, very soon within the next couple of years. They just have to sell some of their properties, make some transitions, and some of them are actually moving here to Thailand. So my mom and her friends have decided now it's time to leave. So some of you, that may really, really hit home, what I just said. If not for you, then one of your family members, one of your older family members. And then my dad was already getting kind of perturbed, getting kind of annoyed of living in Las Vegas. Traffic is getting worse. Not just the fact that everything is getting more expensive, but people are just getting more and more rude. Were you aware that Las Vegas was voted as one of the rudest cities in the United States? Which is not shocking to me. And then in addition to that is, Las Vegas is getting more and more violent. There's more and more violent crime that's happening. And also, obviously, the increase in costs. But my dad, you know, once where he would go out with some friends, go to a wine bar, open up a couple of bottles of wine, they don't do that anymore. And again, homebound. Because nothing is cheap. Even when you're rich, and you're rich for a reason, because you're not just frivolously spending stupid money, throwing money away, you still want bargains. But the problem is, America, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere in Europe does not have those type of bargains anymore. Those bargains no longer exist. You want to upgrade to a new car? Well, now a used car costs as much as buying a new car. And then you want to buy a new car? Well, there's not enough of them because there's no more chips. So those cars have increased in price and they have a premium on top of that. You want to go visit your friend from the other side of the coast? Just flying to the other side of the coast costs the same amount of money of me or my parents flying here to Thailand. One of my friends told me that they flew from Phoenix to the East Coast and it was $600. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Yeah, $600. That's not changing, folks. It's only going to get more and more expensive. So what happened recently, over the last couple of years, my parents started spending more time here with me. And by doing so, they were open to really looking deeper into Thailand to basically compensate for what was lost in Las Vegas. What are some of those things? Sociability, going out, costs, living expenses, overall general health, medical. They looked at all these things and they were just blown away. And fast forward to now, they're saying the same exact thing that I said when I first landed here in Thailand. I should have came here sooner. For me, I shouldn't have wasted my time in Latin America. For my parents, they shouldn't have wasted their time in Las Vegas. Should have came here sooner. Why should they have came here sooner? Let me give you an example. So my dad sprained his ankle and it just wasn't healing up right. And he started, you know, kind of walking, kind of offset. So we saw this at the beach and my wife is just such a sweetheart. So she's very concerned. And she said that I'm going to take your dad to a hospital and see a physical therapist when we get back to Bangkok. I'm like, okay, I'm like, let's discuss with my parents. My dad's like, yeah. He's like, well, do we have to wait like a month or so or to make an appointment? My wife's like, no, we'll just show up and then we'll get in queue and we'll see a doctor same day. And I was like, really? He's like, she's like, yeah. So after the beach, we went back to Bangkok. And then we went to one of our favorite hotels or one of our favorite hospitals. And it's a private hospital. So all private hospitals in Thailand, you're always going to get first-class service, even the regular state-run hospitals. At all private hospitals, you will see signs that say, if you have not been helped or acknowledged within 10 to 15 minutes, make sure you come and see us. You never have to wait. We show up early in the morning, like around 8 a.m. at the hospital. I keep saying hotel. At the hospital. And they directed us to where the physical therapy department was, schedule an appointment, saw a doctor. It was about 30 minutes because obviously we didn't have an appointment. We were just a walk-in. So it was like 30, about a little over 30 minutes. Saw the doctor. And before I get into the consultation, the one thing that the reason why my dad didn't want, or should I say he despises doctors in the States, same with my mom and I do too. Doctors in the States, all they want to do is cut you open. All they want to do is cut you open. I blew out one of my ACLs, and the first thing the doctor wanted to do, let's replace that. Let's do surgery. I'm like, how about physical therapy? So I did physical therapy and I'm fine. Never got cut open. So in my dad's case, my mom's case, because they're getting older, their bones are getting more rickety, they're just not as physically active as they used to be. So obviously just with old age, you're gonna get lower back pain, hip pain, knee pain. So it's just every old person gets that. So we sat down with a consultation with the doctors before the doctor came in. My dad's like, the key here of what's going to, how I'm going to judge this doctor is if he tells me I'm going to need surgery right away. That's going to be key. He's like, I'm very curious on what he's going to say. So I'm like, okay, well, hopefully it doesn't happen. We'll see. So the doctor comes in, reviews the MRI. And by the way, MRI walk-in, $300, folks. $300. MRI walk-in anywhere else in the States, what? $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. And the x-rays were like $50. So he's reviewing the MRI, reviewing the x-rays. And the doctor said, he spoke good English. He was trained in the States. He said, he's a young guy, probably like in his mid-30s. He said, I have two recommendations for you. The last one is surgery. I can tell you this much, you don't need it. Bam, I see the smile on my dad's face. He looks at me, he's like, okay, I already like this guy. And my mom's like, oh, good. So he's like, you don't need surgery. You're not that old. You're not young, but you're not that old. We can fix this with physical therapy and ultrasound. My dad was like, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. It's exactly what he wanted. He did not want the doctor. If you were in the doctor in the States, they'll say, oh, you need spine surgery. We need to fuse your spine, give you a new hip, give you some new knees. First thing you want to do is cut you open. The doctor said, okay, I could recommend. So we're going to do, it's like an hour session. We're going to do some exercises. Then we're going to do ultrasound. We're going to put some heat on it. And then massage therapy. And I was like, great. He's like, so when can we start? Next week? Or he's like, right now if you want. Right after we're done, I can schedule in. My dad's like, no way. And again, that's the shocking part. In the States, everything takes time. Seeing a physical therapist, seeing a doctor, scheduling appointments, they're months backed up. Not here in Thailand. Health, if health is important to you, seeing good doctors is important to you, Thailand is where you want to be, and it's so inexpensive. The doctor's consultation was $15. So MRI, $300. X-rays, $50. Consultation, $15. That's it. That's same. Oh, and the physical therapy. So after we're done the consultation, scheduled physical therapy. So we went out to lunch, came back. It was about an hour and a half later. The 1 hour session was like $25. That's it. $25. A 1 hour physical therapy session in the States would be anywhere from $150 to $300. So my mom even signed up for it. She's like, I want to do some ultrasound because my mom has some hip issues, hip pain, sciatic pain. So you could be healthy here. And that's what they loved. There's no waiting around to see a doctor. There's no surprising bureaucratic issues that you have with your provider. You can't go here, you can't go there because you're in this network. We're here It's like, F that. You can see whoever you want, and everything is inexpensive. That's why when people ask me, you don't have health insurance? You really don't need it because it's just inexpensive to see great doctors here. Like, the example I love to give is having a baby. I had no idea, I don't have any kids, but I had no idea how expensive it is for a family or for a woman to have a baby. It's like $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 just to have an effing baby. That's how much it cost. Here, they have packages with your own private room, like around $2,000 to $3,000. And your private room is like a, it's like a hotel suite with a living area. Insane. Insane, folks. Insane because it's so inexpensive. You can concentrate on health first. Most likely, you're listening to this, you're not healthy, or you can be healthier. If you keep telling yourself that, oh, I'm gonna start working out, I'm gonna start getting healthier, doing, you never will. Living in the States, living in some Western country, you never will. You never will. Here, you will. You're gonna get to see the right doctors. You're gonna be able to hire a personal trainer for exercise because it's, and again, so inexpensive. Instead of paying $150, $100, $200 for a personal trainer, you're talking $10, $15, $25 per session for a personal trainer. Everything here is better. That really opened my parents' eyes. Really opened my parents' eyes. That's when they said, we should have came here sooner. So now they're here most of the time. This will be permanently their home. And then traveling to Taiwan. Taiwan's only 3.5 hours away. But going back to the States, that's just not really in the cards anymore. They're going to apply for their retirement visa, and this is home for them. You know, we recently went shopping too, for some houses, at the beach in like Hwaheen Cha-am. And because they're getting older, they don't want to climb stairs, and that's understandable. I'm getting older, I'm healthy, but I don't want to climb stairs either. I freaking fell down my set of stairs earlier this year and freaking hurt myself, and I was out of the gym for like a month. It would have been more if I didn't have massage therapy and stuff, and I did acupuncture, so it really helped out. So one of our trips to the beach, we decided to go house shopping, looking at Cha-am Wahan. And again, they were just blown away. Single story home, 3 bedrooms with a pool, folks, in a gated community or a gated community in a golf course community. Average price, $300,000. Or let's just say 350. 300 to 350. That same exact home in Lake Las Vegas, in the retirement community that just was developed, I think it's by D.R. Horton. It's in Lake Las Vegas, and the homes are starting, 2 bedroom, 2 bath, small single story homes, I think are starting at $450,000. But the same equivalent that my parents are looking for, 3 bedrooms, that same equivalent was closer to $600,000 to $700,000 in that community in Lake Las Vegas. It didn't come with a golf course membership either. And also, this community in Lake Las Vegas, I'm almost certain it's like close to 1,000 homes. I don't know, maybe 500. 500 to 1,000. Where these communities here, you're talking 30 to 40 to maybe 100 homes. That's it. So you're not fighting people when you're going to the common areas, going to the clubhouse, going to the main pool, going to the gym. But they were shocked. And these homes, Like, for an example, our 5 to 10, 15 minute drive to the beach. The ones up in the hills were really, really nice, and the golf courses, they're about 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes to the beach. That same equivalent in California, let's just say 15 minutes from the beach, 3-bedroom house, 1.5 million, 2 million. So we're talking Las Vegas, still 600,000. There's another community in Summerlin, which is, I think, by William Lyon. And it's also single-story homes. Those 3-bedroom houses and with no pool were starting at $600,000 and up to 1 million. And again, just a regular 55 and above, they have a nice clubhouse, but we're talking hundreds and hundreds of residences. Where here you can have a little more privacy. It's nice to be able to belong to a community, but not having to fight for things. Not going to a gym is overly crowded, going to the pool is overly crowded, going to the common area is overly crowded. And also, when there's more people living in a community, more people utilizing the facilities, there's more wear and tear. For an example, just put my clients in a beautiful, beautiful new community in Bangkok. And it's basically a McMansion. These homes are about between 5,000 to 7,000 square feet. They start at $1 million, 3 stories with an elevator. And I think, yeah, it was 1, 2, 3, 5-car parking. And there were 4 to 6 bedrooms. So they're starting at $1 million and up. So it's $1 million, 2 million. This community, 15 homes. That's it. Gated community, 15 homes. So obviously we bought that. I always recommend buying the least expensive and most expensive neighborhood. Their home was like around 1.3 after all the upgrades. But that same exact home, and again, let's use Summerlin, Las Vegas as an example. That same exact home would be double the price, $2.5 to $3 million. Crazy, huh? That's why people live here, folks. That's why people like myself, my parents, we live here because our money goes further, but we're able to buy all the nice things that were kind of unaffordable back in the States. And then we also looked at condos. We look at condos right on the beach. 2-bedroom, 2-bath condos, building on the beach, steps to the sand, starting at $300,000. That same exact unit in a place like Huntington Beach, we're talking million two, million five. Actually, probably 1.5 million. So all your wildest dreams, all the things you ever wanted can be here. And here's a great thing too. So now that my parents over the last year have been completely convinced of moving here full time, my dad is now talking about and talking to my grandmother to move here. My grandmother's 98 years old. 98, and she still swims every day. She'll live to 110, 115. She just recently went to a health checkup with her doctor, and the doctor's like, "You'll live over 100 easily. You're healthy." So, because my grandmother's Japanese, and obviously, getting a caretaker is very, very expensive. So, that's why my dad is considering my grandmother moving here, because we can put her in a community where it's primarily Japanese, and that community is going to be in Tung Lo or in Pom Prong. So the Tung Lo Pom Prong area in Bangkok is very affluent, kind of like the Beverly Hills of Bangkok, and it's heavily Japanese influenced. So if she's walking around, well, she's not going to be walking around the streets, but if she's walking around with one of us or a caretaker, she will see other fellow Japanese. She'll see tons of Japanese restaurants and shopping. She'll feel like right like she's in Japan. And something like that is inexpensive, buying a condo for her. We're looking at a two-bedroom condo for her because we're looking at a caregiver. So getting a caregiver for my grandmother now in the States, we're talking $3,000 to $5,000 to even $10,000 a month for a live-in caregiver. In Thailand, $250 to $500 a month. If you really, really want some high credentials, maybe $800 to $1,000 a month. But the average is going to be right around $500 a month for a caretaker. That is a freaking bargain, folks. Could you imagine that? I mean, are you at that point where maybe you're in your 60s, you know, or even 50s, and now your parents are expecting you to be a caregiver? You're not trained to be a caregiver. You're not trained. You're not prepared for them to fall in a bathroom naked or to fall over in a toilet and you got to wipe their butt. And, you know, you're not prepared for that. Nobody's prepared for stuff like that. But there are trained professionals that are. Why not hire a trained professional to take care of your family, to take care of your parents, to take care of your in-laws? And you can still have the freedom to live close to them and still have the peace of mind that they're cared for by a professional in the industry at a price that's affordable. That's what makes this country amazing. That's why my parents are convinced. And that's why I am relaying this to you. If you have been hesitant, Bangkok or Thailand is completely open. Come here. Spend a month here. I recently met a new friend. A friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, introduced me to him. I talked about him in another episode. He moved from the East Coast. Just a fantastic, world-going, super intelligent entrepreneur, extremely successful, moved here to Thailand and is not going home. He's like, this is my home now. He's like, I love this place. So you need to come here. Come here, experience it in the places that I'm talking about. There's only three places to live, folks. The best place is in Bangkok. Hands down. Bangkok's the best place to live. But then if you have to be at the beach, my second choice is going to be Hua Hin Cha'am, which is our Hamptons and Newport Beach. But if you need something more affordable, then it's going to be Pattaya Jom Tien. Those are the only three places that I recommend because Pattaya Jom Tien is only an hour and a half from Bangkok. Hua Hin Cha'am is only 2 to 2.5 hours from Bangkok. It's all close. You want to be close to Bangkok if you're living at the beach. And especially if you have two homes. You don't want to have a home in Bangkok and have a home in Koh Samui or in Phuket or even in up north in Chiang Mai because you're never going to go to those. There are so many amazing and interesting hotels to stay at. Just stay in a hotel, stay in a resort, get like a short-term rental. No need to buy. But what you do want to buy is Bangkok or those two beach cities. And the best investment for appreciation is always going to be luxury real estate, and it's always going to be Bangkok is the best place. If you're going to buy a beach area, it has to be a branded developer, a luxury branded developer. So how are you going to convince your family when you get back and you see them at Christmas? The best way to do that is obviously coming here, showing them pictures, but obviously you're not going to have time to do that. But if you've already been to Thailand, do that. Start showing them some pictures and videos. But the other thing to do is start watching more travel shows from Anthony Bourdain, Andrew Zimmern, or Samantha Brown. And there's another interesting new show that I just started watching. My wife and I started watching from Tastemade. And it's, I think, John Nguyen. And he's from Australia, but he's Vietnamese. And he does a fantastic show about Asia. And we saw him traveling throughout Bangkok and our Thailand and Myanmar and Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam and all these cool places. He's a fantastic host, great show. He's also a chef. But start watching those. But watch it while your family member is watching the same exact thing. And now you can also watch YouTube on TVs, because also most smart TVs, if you don't have a smart TV, then you can certainly get like a Fire Stick or Roku Stick or Apple TV, and there's apps for it. But you can watch YouTube videos of expats like myself that are living here in Thailand to show them there's nothing to be afraid about. In fact, it's better. And that's a recommendation I gave to my dad for my grandmother. I said, Dad, let's just start showing grandmother some YouTube videos that are made by Japanese people about Bangkok. He's like, that's a good idea. But when they get here, when you finally convince your family or those family members to at least visit, where you want to go is you just want to spend time in Bangkok, in Aulang Sukhumvit, one of those places, whether it's the Phom Prong, Asok, or even up further in Chit Loam. Those are the areas you want to be in. They'll be blown away at the sights and the smells of the cuisine that just permeates from the streets. Everything's inexpensive. Getting massages for $7 to $8 an hour. And if they want to do anything when it comes down to health checks and there are plenty of hospitals they can go to, and it's still super expensive. Then spend some time in Hua Hin Cha Am, preferably Hua Hin. And where do you stay in Hua Hin? Our favorite property is the Intercontinental. Stay at the Intercontinental. If the Intercontinental is a little too expensive for you, then what I would recommend also in Hua Hin is the Dusit D2. So Dusit Thani, or Dusit is a huge luxury brand here in Thailand. The main property is in Cha Am. I recommend it if you're going to drive. The Dusit Thani in Cha Am is amazing. It's one of our favorite properties. But if you're not going to drive, you want to be in Hua Hin in the center of town within walking distance of everything. Intercontinental is right in the smack of the center of everything. It's on the beach, great property. You can walk to everything, have a killer, killer breakfast buffet, killer coffee bar and tea bar. So it's all free. But if you want something more reasonable, that's going to be half the price. It's just across the street from the beach. I recommend the Dusit D2. It's only 2 years old. It was completed over the pandemic. Beautiful, very modern rooms. It's really, really cool. And it's within walking distance to everything. And you're right down the street. We stay there and we walk from the Dusit D2 to the Blueport Mall. And it was only a 6 to 7 minute walk. And the Dusit D2 is across the street from the beach. So right across the street from the hotel is the Marrakesh property. And then you have the beach. So I'll recommend those. So once they get here and they experience those things, they're going to be like, okay, I want to come back. Okay, this place is amazing. There's nothing to be scared about. Wow, this place is incredible. You know, my parents keep saying this over and over. Every time we see them, we go out to dinner or go somewhere, they always say, wow, the Thai people are so happy. They're so prosperous. You don't see that in the States. You don't see happy people in the States. You see gloomy. You see mean. You see depression. You see angry people in the States. You know, a good example that my mom brought up, and so did my wife, is, you know, when we're looking at these pictures, and I think I mentioned this before, is when you look at the pictures, my parents are always smiling, especially my dad. My dad rarely ever smiles. But you look at the pictures and he's always smiling because he's happy here. My mom says that. Your father's happy here. So is she. My mom talks about this with her friends, shares pictures and videos with her friends on the Line app. And one of her friends that also lives in Las Vegas is also planning to move here. So this is a haven for anyone. Not just people that are 50 and above looking for retirement, but anyone. You're 40s, 30s, even 20s. This place is a mecca. Time for me goes so freaking fast. It's mind-boggling to me that my wife and I are going to have our 5-year anniversary next year. Crazy, isn't it? 5 years. I mean, it just seems like yesterday that we had our first date. It just blows my mind because I have so much fun with my wife. I mean, she's my best friend. We have such a great life together. You know, my wife is just always so thankful about everything. You know, we're getting ready for bed. We have Friends on. Always like to watch Friends or Family Guy before we go to bed. And we're talking, and she was texting one of her friends. And this was like during a week. And this was during the rainy season, so it was a couple months ago. She's like, oh, one of my friends, I feel bad. She said that she was stuck in traffic for 3 hours. 3 hours. Bangkok is one of the worst traffic in the world. Definitely in the top 10, if not top 5. 3 hours stuck in traffic. She's like, I am so thankful. I don't have to do that anymore. And then you know, then she puts her phone down. She's like, you know, our life is really great. You know, we can do whatever we want. We want to work, we can work. But if we don't want to work, we don't have to work. We don't have to worry about money. If we want to go to the beach tomorrow, we can do that, which we do. We'll wake up one morning like, hey, you know what? Let's go to the beach. And we go. And we can eat whatever we want. We still have plenty of money to entertain and do some of the finer things in life, travel outside of Thailand. She's like, thank you. And I said, well, thank you, because you made my life here in Thailand so much better. You truly opened my eyes. And that's what I'm helping you guys do, because moving here to Thailand prior to my wife was great, but not freaking effing awesome like it is now. She made it better because there's so much more that I am open to. I know where are the best places to live, the best places to dine. I understand the Thai culture from a Thai. I understand everything better and have more clarity. And that's part of why you subscribe to my podcast, is that's what I'm relaying to you. I don't want you to come to Thailand and just be an expat and just be a fish out of water. I really want you to dive in and live like a local, because living like a local is an amazing freaking life, folks. You know, condo life is great, but what's even better is buying a home because it's affordable. You know, for those of you that are saying, hey, Will, there's no way I can live in a 1 or 2 or 3 bedroom condo. I come from a 5,000 square foot home or 10,000 square foot home or even 2,500 square foot home. Well, that's great. You can buy that same exact home here for half the price or even a third of the price. You just have to drive a little bit. And it's not going to be a problem. If you don't want to drive everywhere, at least you can drive to the BTS stop, which will be only maybe 10 minutes away. But within 10 to 15 minutes, there's plenty of shopping. And there's taxis and everything everywhere. Like for an example, my wife and I, we drive, but we also take the BTS. So sometimes when we want to go into the city, like go into central Bangkok, we don't want to drive because the traffic, literally, it's going to be 1 to 2 hours sitting in traffic. So instead, we drive our car to Big C, which is like a 3-minute drive from our house. We park at Big C in a garage, and then right in front of Big C is the BTS. And we hop on the BTS, and then we'll go to M Quartier Mall. We'll go to Central World, wherever it may be when we're meeting somebody for dinner. That's what you would do. But you have the convenience of living in a big, huge home at a fraction of the price. If you're coming from a 2,500 square foot home right now, that's 3 bedrooms, 3 bath. You probably have a little tiny backyard. Your home is probably within 10 years old. Your house, if you're living in the Southwest like Las Vegas, that home is worth probably between $500,000 to $600,000. If you're in California, that's like an Inland Empire, like Riverside, that's $700,000, $800,000. If you're in Irvine, it's over $1 million. Well, here, that same exact house in a high-end, top-end developer, in a gated community with only 50 to maybe 100 or a couple hundred homes, it's $300,000. around $300,000. It's about half the price. And you get better security, you have better clubhouse, better common area, better gyms, better pool, better everything. And your association dues are like 20 to 25 bucks a month. What are you paying now? 100 to 200, 300 bucks a month just for your stupid association dues. Another thing that's really funny is internet. So my parents were complaining about the internet back in Vegas. I'm like, how much are you guys paying now? They're like, it's 70 bucks. And we have and it's 70 bucks and they gave us a deal. They gave us a discount. I said, what is it with that discount? They're like, close to 100. I said, that's just for internet? They're like, yeah. So here, even at today's prices, it's still the same. So it's still the same price that I talked about last year and the year before. So folks, for 30 bucks, so around 30 bucks, we had high-speed internet. We have cable TV with a few American channels, but we don't really watch them anyway because we're always streaming because we use a VPN. And my cell phone and my wife's cell phone, 30 bucks. No, not my wife's cell phone, just my cell phone, 30 bucks. And then my wife added her cell phone. So she has unlimited internet, 200 minutes calling, 5G speed, 15 bucks a month. Not 15, 12 bucks a month. That same equivalent for T-Mobile is 50 bucks a month. Same equivalent for Google Fi or some Verizon, you're talking about 60 to 75 bucks a month. 12 bucks. That's all it costs. My parents also aren't True. They don't use as much data, so their service plan, I think, is 9 bucks a month. Everything here is cheap, folks. Nothing has changed. Where in your country, you're paying 7 bucks for a dozen of eggs, 5 bucks for milk, you're 5 to 6 bucks a gallon for gas, among many other things. We're here. 10 eggs, free range, brown eggs, a buck. Our milk, the milk here is amazing. The milk here, it's so creamy and so delicious. It's a fraction of the price. Everything here is amazing. We're always finding something new. We just found this other bakery that we love. And we found another restaurant that we love. I highly recommend this. So the M Quartier Mall, which is in Phom Prong, you just hop off the BTS. It's a high-end mall. Go all the way to the top. So all the way to the top, the top two floors or three floors are restaurants. And up there is a restaurant called Audrey's. Audrey's has about 5 locations. The main location is in Tung Lo. And it is a Thai fusion restaurant. And it is incredible. We go there all the time. They even have a corkage fee. So we bring our own wine. The corkage fee is very inexpensive. I think it was 12 bucks. 12 bucks for a corkage fee. Because wines here tend to be more expensive. So we bring our own. But the Thai fusion food is incredible. Everything is so good. But you know what is our favorite, or my favorite, should I say, outside of the Thai food, is their homemade pate. Their homemade pate with a small, tiny sliced baguette, maybe about 6 or 8 slices of little baguettes, little French bread. That's like, I think it was like 4 bucks, 3 bucks, 3 or 4 bucks. As homemade. I get it all the time. It is so freaking good. Actually, I get one for myself, and then my mom and dad, they split one. My wife is not a big pate person, but it is so freaking good. So well. It goes so good with any types of wine. Drink it with Sauvignon Blanc. Obviously, Sauvignon Blanc goes really well with Thai food, but also goes well with a Pinot Noir. Oh, it's that restaurant is amazing. It is so freaking good. So I highly recommend it. It's called Audrey's. So that is it, folks. I'm running out of time here. I just want to thank you all. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Please drive home safely. Please fly home safely. But be prepared, folks. And I say this all the time, be vigilant, because the hurt, the pain is not over. If you thought 2022 was bad, 2023 is going to be really, really horrific. There's going to be more layoffs. There's going to be higher inflation. So gas prices will go back up. Jet fuel will go back up. All your food costs will go back and continue to increase. Home prices, while home prices are decreasing, and equities and gold and commodities, other commodities and crypto will continue to decline. And there is still going to be more layoffs. So we are just scratching the surface, folks. U.S. politics is now split in half. Nothing is going to get done. And violent crime, especially when there's hardship in economic times, it's only going to increase. My parents do not feel safe living in the United States. I do not feel safe. My wife does not feel safe. I have friends that live here that do not feel safe. I have friends that live in the States that do not feel safe. You are not safe. You can be anywhere. You could be at a Walmart and get shot. You could be at a nightclub and get shot. You could be walking from a nightclub, just walking the streets, get shot. You could be changing someone's tire, changing your tire, get shot. Home invasions are increasing. Burglaries. Folks, it's never ending. So my question to you is, what, or should I say why, are you still there? If you're listening to this, if you're telling yourself, oh, I need more time, I need more time, before you know it, it's going to be 5 years. Before you know it, it's going to be 10 years, then 20 years. And by then, you've never achieved, you've never experienced true satisfaction, true life, amazing life here in Thailand. And that's a shame. That really is. So I really hope that this kind of sparked you. I hope this nudged you into taking action and doing something. Because like I said, next year is my wife's and I 5-year anniversary. And man, these last five years have just whizzed by. And they were the happiest time of my life. And to think that if I couldn't have that and I missed out on that, it would be an absolute shame. Because a wonderful life and adventure is waiting for you here in Thailand. A life of freedom, peace of mind over finances, and well-being, being able to take better care of your health and your physical fitness. Being able to treat yourself to the finer things in life. It's all waiting for you here in Thailand. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you soon.